to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies, do good, and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to Lord Christ.
I invite you to be seated. Before diving deeper into today's text, I must make something abundantly clear. Jesus' command to love our enemies is not a call to allow ourselves to be abused. For centuries, some churches had taught that Jesus' call to turn the other cheek meant that battered wives should allow themselves to be beaten and that minorities should put up with unjust situations. So let me say unequivocally, compelling a person to stay in an abusive situation is a misuse of the gospel. As Joseph says in our first reading, our God preserves life. God loves justice and stands for the oppressed. So sometimes loving our enemies means walking away from them. Sometimes it means holding them accountable and not enabling destructive behavior. If that doesn't already show you how difficult Jesus' words are for us today, in this continuation of the sermon on the level place, we're going to keep on wrestling. A few weeks ago, after Jesus preached in Nazareth, we wondered together what could have made the people so upset they wanted to throw Jesus off a cliff. Well, it's the sort of words and way of life Jesus is visioning and bringing to reality in this text. They can be so upsetting. A friend and colleague of mine, Pastor Jason Chestnut, says sometimes it's the best we can do to listen to the words of Jesus and not try to kill him. This is Jesus telling us what life in the kingdom of God looks like. Setting expectations for us. And they are extreme expectations. I think perhaps this is one of the scriptures that the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. had in mind when he wrote in his letter from a Birmingham jail, "Is not Jesus an extremist, but an extremist for love? Love your enemies. Give to everyone. Pray for those who hurt you. Do not judge. Bless those who curse you. Offer the other cheek also. Do not condemn. Do good to those who hate you. Give without expecting anything in return." These are extreme expectations for the kingdom of God. And they are also statements that are quite contrary to social norms. For instance, turning the other cheek. You only hit people in the first century with your right hand. This is like, historians will tell you, this is how you strike people in the first century. Use your right hand. Left hand's used for other stuff. It's messy. You never touch somebody with your left hand. You use the right hand. And so when it says, if you've been hit in one cheek, it's if you've been hit on the right cheek. So in order to hit somebody on the right cheek, somebody else's right cheek, with your right hand, it's got to be this part of this side, right? Like I can't go across. So I'm using the back of my hand. And you would do that to someone who had lower status than you. You would do this for someone who was beneath you. So you hit them with the back of your hand. If they're your equal, you come at them with a fist or even maybe an open hand. So when one of the things Jesus is pointing out, not only an extreme expectation of love not to retaliate, but also a part of civil disobedience that upsets the norm of the culture. So if someone who places themselves above you strikes you with the back of their hand, make them have to hit you as an equal. If they're going to do it again, make them acknowledge the dignity of your person. See, Jesus is meddling in the way things are supposed to be, the way they've always been, and that is upsetting. Or take the entire system of patronage. I don't know if y'all know, this comes up, the only way patron comes up in my life is this like system to be able to give to creators regularly called Patreon. It's like a crowdfunding, but like a monthly subscription. But it's not unlike Roman patronage. So I have a lot of money, so I'm going to go find somebody who's good at something but doesn't have a lot and give them a lot of money. So like even into people like Michelangelo, there would be patrons who would provide all of his resources to do anything. But every once in a while, he'd have to like do one for them, right? So when Jesus says things like, give to people without expecting anything in return, he's upending this entire way of life where those who have something to give, give to people in order to get something back. Where those who are giving are always giving, intending to receive. Throughout the Gospel of Luke, we'll hear stories of people who you should invite to your banquet party. Because the kingdom of God is like a banquet feast. And the people that most people invite are people who are going to invite them to their banquet too. You invite the folks who are going to repay and return in favor. And here Jesus is strikingly opposed to that. Jesus will tell people to invite those who could never invite you to a banquet, who could never repay you. Give them the places of honor. Give and expect nothing in return. But the kingdom of God looks like people who give generously, not expecting anything, but because God gives generously. It is who God is. Jesus is pushing back against social norms, even ones that we still strongly hold today, like grudges. You're not supposed to wish good things for the people who do bad things to you. But like a game of tag that goes on forever and has the potential to increase in force, so violence circulates through our world and gets stronger and stronger. And Jesus is about breaking the cycle of violence and grudges. We often stay away from beggars. In the first century, they made it abundantly clear, if you were a beggar, you did something to deserve it. There was a reason you were there. And it was also kind of clear that if you got too close to a beggar, they might like rub off on you and maybe you'd end up one too. Jesus says, give to everyone who asks and begs of you. These are difficult tasks. There are rules for life. They are expectations for the kingdom of God. They're hard to do. The good news is that Jesus is indeed an extremist for love. The good news is that this kingdom of God, this way of life where love is the rule, no tit for tat or quid pro quo, simply love and generosity. The good news is that that same kingdom of God has come near. And it comes on heaven as on earth in spite of us sometimes. The good news is that God takes us as we are and transforms us and empowers us to live out these expectations, knowing we cannot live up to them, at least not all the time. The good news is that when they finally succeed in their efforts to kill Christ, he rises again in 3 days. And assures us that we rise with him into new life and abundant life from which not even death can separate us. Christ is an extremist for love, and not even death stops him from bringing God's reign of love. Not even death stops him from assuring us that we are loved and from teaching and empowering us to love others. Even when it's really difficult. Thanks be to God.